Blog Talk Radio.
I want to welcome you to Nonprofit U. This is a forum where nonprofit stakeholders can share lessons learned and discuss the latest developments in the industry. My name is Valerie Leonard, and I'm your host. I'm a consultant to nonprofits, and I specialize in community and organizational development. I work with nonprofit organizations to help them make a stronger impact to their clients and communities. You can find Nonprofit U on Facebook and on Twitter. I encourage you to comment early and often using hashtags Nonprofit U, NEBC, or Youth Employment. You can also leave comments on blogtalkradio.com/nonprofit_U, and the chat room is open. You can post comments and questions. In order to use the chat room, you must open a listener-only account. And you'll find a link to open the account on the episode page that you're looking at right now. You can also email me questions at consulting@valeriefleonard.com or send messages through Facebook and Twitter. You'll find a Nonprofit U fan page on Facebook, and the Twitter account is @NonprofitU. And we'll be taking questions by phone and from our chat room at about the 20-minute mark. The call-in number is 347-884-8121. Again, that number is 347-884-8121. And if you're looking at the computer screen in the episode page while you're listening, that number should be at the top of the page. Today's episode is Transforming Lives Through Employment. We're going to be discussing the programs at NEBC on Chicago's West Side and then some of the strategies that they've used to train disadvantaged persons that lead to certification and employment in high-demand industry. That's critical. So we're not just talking entry-level, but we're talking about entry-level jobs in that lead to certification in high-demand industry so that there's a career path. Again, we encourage you to call in with questions and participate in live chats at about the 20-minute mark. But if you're chatting, you can really start now if you like. But I won't read the questions until about 20 minutes into the show. Again, the call-in number is 347-884-8121. And nonprofit professionals, educators, and community stakeholders, you're especially encouraged to call in and share your stories. Our guest for today is Evelyn Ross. She's the Executive Director of NEBC Employment Resource Services, or we're going to call it NEBC for short. And NEBC provides a variety of programs and services for our youth as well as for adults and seniors. And from time to time, they're going to be expanding their services to serve people with disabilities and other hard-to-serve or difficult-to-place clients. But for right now, they're focusing on adults, youth, and seniors. So they've got, a seasoned citizens program is what they like to call it. They've got educational, social, and recreational programs for people within their golden ages. They've got an NEBC summer camp, which is an 8-week youth recreational program. They also have an employment program for persons with disabilities, and You Got Served, which is a 10-week culinary and hospitality training program that's offered year-round for the youth. And then there's a 12-week certification program in computer and networking technologies. And we'll be going into more detail on those programs. And NEBC's mission is to put disadvantaged individuals and families on a path to success and transform the quality of life in Chicago through activities that lead to full employment for citizens of the West Side community. And they're based in Austin on Chicago's far west side. So I want to say thank you so much for being on the show today, Evelyn. It's indeed an honor to have you. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what motivated you to start NEBC? We want to get a little bit of the history of the program and then, what brought you to the program itself.
Yes, thank you, Valerie, for having me. As she indicated, my name is Evelyn Ross Sams, and I am an educator. A little bit about myself is I am an educator. I am the executive director of NEBC Employment Resource Services, which is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. My background is in education and case management. What motivated the start of the nonprofit is basically we are housed in a newly built facility located at 4628 West Washington, whereas another organization was housed there, and due to their budget constraints, they consolidated to one location, leaving a void of services on the west side of Chicago in the Austin community. So that was part of the beginning foundation as to why we started, because we wanted to provide the individuals of the Austin area with greater opportunity for employment and for sustainability for a lifestyle. We are located at 4628, in which is a newly built construction. That actually was constructed by Pastor Sams, who is the pastor of New Evangelical Bible Church, located at 4636 West Washington. And Pastor Sams, Reverend Pastor Sams, he had a vision to give the people of the community a facility that addresses their needs and values while providing impactful programs, which enable them to progress on a secure path to success. As a general contractor with 42 years of experience in the construction industry, Pastor Sams built a facility, again, housed in NEBC Employment Resource Services, and also it housed an elegant banquet hall. The name is called the El Palais Boucher Banquet Hall, which, of course, is the jewel of the Austin neighborhood. The building was, in 2008, the building located again at 4628 West Washington Boulevard on Chicago's west side was completed and housed in the facility with several resources and benefits for the Austin community as a whole. So now currently we have there, which is an incubator and, again, a technology facility, classroom space, and, of course, the beautiful banquet hall and the state-of-the-art professional kitchen. Now, this is a two-story facility, and the banquet hall is located in the rear of the building. Any celebratory reason to celebrate, we can, the banquet hall can accommodate all of your needs. So that's pretty much in terms of how we got started. Again, after the previous organization left, Pastor Sams, like this, Pastor Sams desired the space to continue to be used for the development of the community, the enhancement of the community. So, therefore, that's how NEBC Employment Resource Services started.
Okay, that's awesome. And what I like about Pastor Sams, this is one of the things I like about him, is the fact that he, while he was constructing this facility, he used people from the community, even those who were not, quote-unquote, part of a union or licensed contractor. He used laborers, right, to train them and give them exposure so that, you know, they could, you know, begin to get into the construction trade.
Absolutely. He deemed it very important to give the individuals the opportunity to use their hands as a skilled craft. So, therefore, having established an apprentice program, he allows individuals to come in to utilize and to learn the trade and help transition them into an employable situation. And some of the work were actually performed by some of the apprentice that was actually a part of the program, yes. And that was all part of Pastor Sam's vision. Again, he is a general contractor, and this is something that he wanted to make sure that to afford all individuals this great opportunity. And that was his contribution to the community as a whole.
And I will say that it's high-quality construction indeed. And I want to thank you for that, too. I noticed, too, that NEBC works with After School Matters, which is, you know, a program we have in Chicago. It's a large program, and they tend to focus on apprenticeships in various areas, arts and culture, and also in the careers. And they have partners all around the city. So you're partnering with them, and you're providing hospitality and culinary training programs for high school youth. And you're doing that in a state-of-the-art kitchen and banquet hall facility, you know, right there in the community center. So can you tell us more about that program?
Sure, my pleasure. Absolutely. The culinary program called You've Got Served, it's, again, housed in the facility, which is in the state-of-the-art kitchen. And the young men, it is an all-male initiative program to get our young men, keep them in a safe, structured environment after school hours, and it also gives them the opportunity to learn a trade, to learn a skill where they can continue. And, again, it's all-male initiative, and in conjunction with the after-school matter, they also have an opportunity to not only learn it but actually exercise it at the venue itself. So, therefore, they have the opportunity to have the hands-on experience as events take place. They're actually utilizing those skills that they've learned. They're actually utilizing and providing the service to at the venue to the guests that are patronizing the location.
Okay.
And we're really excited about the fact. Yeah, we're really excited about the fact that these young men are really excited about what they are doing and that they have the hands-on experience in utilizing it. And not only do they take this experience from here, but it further takes them to further extend their experience. Upon completion, they have a food handling certification. So there are actually benefits built in to taking on this opportunity and getting the experience and exposure working in a culinary and hospitality industry. And not only that, it also teaches them the etiquette part of fine dining and just overall just empowering them to pull out the greatness that is within them because they deserve it.
And I noticed, too, you also operate an A-plus certification program, and this first program is in hardware systems. Can you tell us more about the program, you know, some of the people that you serve, as well as some of the overall goals that you hope to achieve with the program?
Sure. There's two programs. There's the A-plus technology program, which basically provides the basic computer technology training. And so basically what they'll be doing, they will learn the networking component, the programming skills, the hardware component of the actual of the computer, like working with small businesses and making sure their server and everything is connected to the server. So it's actually the hardware skills of what they're actually learning. And likewise with the software component of it, which is the software programs running and operating the system. And again, upon completion, they will receive a certification. Now, this would afford them the opportunity to go right into an entry-level position that they can actually build on without not minimizing, but it would give them an opportunity without having to go the four-year schooling and become certified. They will go right into the certification and allow them immediate employment opportunity. Which is we're really excited about it because it is a 12-week program. And, again, it's an exceptionally good program, and we're really excited about it considering there is a deficit, or shall I say the market is open for technology, IT, for the IT industry overall. So we're just excited to have the opportunity to extend this program to individuals of 18 and older, adult age, for this program.
Oh, that's awesome. And, you know, with technology, the world is pretty much your oyster, right? You can do almost anything that you, that your little heart desires. Just let your imagination run wild, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, so I just want to remind our listeners that you are listening to blogtalkradio.com. This show is Nonprofit Youth. This is Valerie Leonard, your host, and I have Evelyn Ross. She is the director of NEBC on Chicago's West Side, and we are speaking with her now. If you have any questions, we'll be taking questions at about the 20-minute mark, so in about 6 minutes or so. That number is 347-884-8121. Again, that number is 347-884-8121. And I hope that you're looking at the slideshow to get a good sense of some of the work that they've been doing in the community. It's just really great work. So, Evelyn, what have been some of your greatest challenges in developing the organization? And most importantly, how have you overcome the challenges?
Well, some of our greatest challenges in developing the organization, as indicated, because of changes in the previous organization that was there. So we started our board. So overall, getting a board developed, so we were able to get that and develop, and we are also looking for expansion to the
mm-hmm.
board. So that within itself, because we have the we're privileged with having a state-of-the-art new building, so that was least of our problems. Just actually some of the common challenges that most organizations have, which is fundraising, board development,
mm-hmm.
and some of those type things. So those are just some of the things that any organization pretty much typical are faced with challenges, and that has been NEBC's challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. And, you know, I was talking to a young lady, you know, about 2 weeks ago. You know, she runs a multi-million-dollar organization, and, you know, when I listen to you speak, you know, your challenges are not much different from hers, you know, even though she has a much larger organization. You know, there were issues where she had to make sure that the board members were fully engaged, you know, so she did some intensive board development there to make sure that people were fully participating, and if for whatever reason they couldn't fulfill that obligation, you know, they were kept involved with the organization, but not at the board level. They were, in fact, associate members or volunteers. That way they could support the organization but not necessarily have the burden, so to speak, of being a board member, having to do all of the fundraising. And I think another issue that she had was, you know, given the people that she served, she was very dependent on public funds. You know, she serviced ex-offenders. And, you know, serving ex-offenders is not always the most glamorous thing. You know, we like to give to seniors. We like to give to children, cute, smiley children. But, you know, it's hard to raise that same level of enthusiasm for people who have served time. So one way she's overcoming the fundraising challenge is she's actually started programs where she's helping these people, her clients, start their own businesses. Another thing she's doing is she's even started businesses where there would be a ready-made employment source, you know, once they went through the programming. So, I mean, there are so many different ways to do it, and I'm finding that nonprofits just need to be more entrepreneurial, especially in the state of Illinois, where, you know, even though our state provides the vast majority of money for nonprofits, you know, we've been, 7 or 8 months now without a budget.
Right.
So that's really impacting nonprofits' ability to stay open in some ways. So just being in a position where you're not and I'm not saying that you are, but just you in general, you know, organizations, especially in Illinois, because like I said, the largest contributor to nonprofits in Illinois is the state of Illinois. So nonprofits to get to a point where they're not so dependent is great. Now, one of the things that I also love about NEBC is the fact that you work with targeted populations. In addition to the youth, you work with folks who are not considered part of the mainstream. So this could be people with disabilities, it could be senior citizens, and other folks who are, quote-unquote, on the fringes. So can you tell us about your work with each of these segments?
Sure, yes. We work with persons with disabilities in placement. We have the opportunity to have the persons with disability come to our facility with the opportunity seeking employment. So we place them in an employable situation. So ideally, and we are looking for employers that's willing to take on and welcome persons with disabilities for employment opportunity. We're definitely looking for more opportunity of that. So kind of like integrating them back into the mainstream of things. So that's really exciting and rewarding to know that we were able to do that. And as far as, I'm sorry, what was the other question? I'm sorry. I know it was the senior, the persons with disabilities, was the senior citizens you asked me about?
Right, okay. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and now some of our senior citizens, they like the idea. Some are retired, they have skills, they have, you know, experience under their belt. So sometimes they just want to come and have the opportunity for networking and socializing and maybe just kind of brush up on some of their skills. A couple of our seniors are pretty savvy with the computer, so they may want to learn how to do postings on Facebook or how to do various things, or even some just want to come and just brush up on their job skills development because they look forward to volunteering. And as a volunteer, you still need to bring some level of skills to the table depending on what sector that you're actually volunteering in. So they have the opportunity to experience job skills development as well, too. So we're excited about being able to integrate persons with disabilities and the seasoned citizens and back into the mainstream of things.
Oh, that is great. Okay, so I understand that NEBC is in the process of expanding your board. And you offer great opportunities for people to get involved as long as they're willing to work, right? So there are working boards and there are institutional governing boards. You guys
we
are
a working board. Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
So, meaning that in addition to, I guess, coming to board meetings from time to time, you may be called upon to actually volunteer, you know, not to the point of being overworked, but, you know, just people need to be aware of that, right?
Oh,
but, so if you had your druthers, who would you encourage to join? You know, what types of backgrounds, skills, and experiences? So if you're building your dream team, what would that look like?
Oh, definitely. We're looking for individuals with legal backgrounds. We're looking for individuals with planning and development, you know, fundraising experience. So we're just looking for just all aspects of it because, you know, how do you having a variety, a beautiful bouquet of all variety makes it really, you know, a fulfilling, you know, a fulfilling board overall, but definitely the legal event planning or fundraising, I should say, as well as the technologies, and more importantly, individuals that's willing to support our mission and vision overall, that's on who's on board to can really support the cause. And so those are the type of individuals that we're seeking out, but more importantly than all, willing to work and to get the job done.
Yes, yes, yes. So I want to remind people that you're listening to Nonprofit U, and our guest is Evelyn Ross. She's the executive director of NEBC on Chicago's West Side. And we will now take questions from our callers in the chat room. I don't see any questions from our chat room, but if you're listening and you'd like to call in, our call-in number is 347-884-8121. Again, that number is 347-884-8121, and we'll give you a minute or so to call in, and we hope to hear from you. So, Evelyn, while we're waiting, you know, I just want to say thank you again for coming out, and you guys are doing some really, really exciting stuff. So one of the things I noticed, too, in your work is, you know, it's not just about doing programs. You know, you're very visible in the community. I see that you're developing relationships, you know, with potential partners. You're developing relationships with elected officials. And, you know, all that stuff, you know, comes into play. You know, you can't, unfortunately, you know, as an executive director, stay in and just do the work, right? You have to get actively involved, and you guys are doing some wonderful stuff there. You know, I see you at Congressman Danny Davis's events. I see you at Cook County Commissioner Richard Boykin's events,
yes.
Cook County Commissioner Robert Steele's events, and you know, and relationship is really important, you know, when it comes to fundraising and solidifying your programs and doing advocacy, you know, because it's not
yes.
just about developing programs, it's advocating for the people that you're serving. And it's hard to advocate if you don't have relationships, right? You don't want to, if I were one of those elected officials, I wouldn't want people to come to me just when I'm in trouble.
Exactly.
and you don't do that. You know, you guys are doing an awesome job of
Thank
establishing.
You so much.
You're establishing relationships, which is great. Okay, so I don't see where we have any callers right about now. And we are coming to the end of our show. So, again, before we go, though, you know, if you have any parting thoughts, and again, this is Evelyn Ross, she's with NEDC on Chicago's West Side. Do you have any parting thoughts? And then can you let us know how we can reach you, especially if we're interested in being a volunteer or being on your board?
Yes. You can, again, we're located at 4628 West Washington Boulevard, and I can be reached at drossnebc@outlook.com. Please feel free to email me, or you may also contact at 708-953-6633 and leave a message at that number. Again, the email address is erossnebc@outlook.com, or a good contact number is 708-953-6633, and feel free to leave a message at that contact number.
Okay, awesome. All right, so we have come to the end of our show. And again, I'd like to thank Evelyn Ross. She's the Executive Director of NEDC for being our guest today. And I want you to listen next week. We will have Ashley Whalen. Now, Ashley Whalen is the Communications Officer with LISC. LISC stands for Local Initiative Support Corporation. They're a national group, but they have a Chicago office, and they've been very active supporting local community groups. So when Ashley comes on, we're going to be talking about ways nonprofit leaders can get their message out on a shoestring budget. So this will be getting your message out through press releases, through social media, your website, and all that good stuff. And she's going to share strategies as to how you can do that without spending a whole bunch of cash that most organizations don't have right about now. So I'm looking forward to another lively discussion and hope to talk to you guys next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity. And thank you for the opportunity. Bye-bye.
Not a problem. All right. Bye-bye.